India of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Looking good, looking good. Hi, I am looking good. Ah, hello, folks. Karl Marx here. I was just taking some selfies. I look particularly good today. The humidity is just right for my hair. One more. Okay, two more. Ah, wunderbar. Looking good, Karl.
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on Revolution Radio.
Revolution, revolution, revolution. Revolution, revolution, revolution.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you got your seat belt buckled because it is time for Open Canvas with Mr. Thomas Becker, the completely insane, the mad painter. You never know where this guy's going to take you. Could be a trip down memory lane or right on up an astral plane. So stay tuned because here we come. It is next. Keep it locked in. Here we go. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
And that could be a bad thing. Howdy, folks. I hope y'all are having a pleasant Monday evening. It's pretty nice down here in the swamps. It's raining on and off, you know. Got that, shoot, all we need some Bigfoots or some of them dog people running around here, and we'd have it pretty spooky evening. But it's pretty nice out there. Want to remind everybody we are totally listener supported. We've got a buck or two. We'd sure appreciate it. It's open call in for tonight. The number is 229-299-5320. That's 229-299-5320. More than likely, it won't let me add you, and I'll have to call you back. So don't call two or three times because we just get all tied up and we won't be able to get you on. It's a mad painter on Skype. I'm joined with the mechanic right now and to kick it off. And how you doing this evening there, mechanic?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. Thanks for having me on your show, as usual. The twilight zone that I live in here in Commie, California.
Go ahead. I just laughed, man. Commie, California.
I mean, honestly, that's what it is. Just a big hello to everybody in chat. Freedomslips.com. Go find your way in there. It's a good time. You can interact with the host, right? I mean,
put on your Kevlar underwear because it can get iffy in there sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. You could easily walk out with an STD. No question. No doubt about it. We got a couple of the reusable suspects in there. SJ, Comet. Of course, you and I are in there.
Blasphemous. In there, that's pretty good for a Monday evening.
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. In the middle of a lockdown here, six additional counties have gone down and are casualties of our tyrant governor. But we got Fact and Theory. We got Factor Theory, Greenheart. Bruce McDonald, how you doing? Cannon, Cat Dog Girl, yeah, the usual suspects. I mean, it's always a good time in chat, folks. Captain Kurt.
Is Bruce in there? Oh, yeah, I see his name.
Yeah, Bruce is in there, no doubt.
He's usually not in there at this time of night. Once in a while, he'll call into the show.
Yeah, he's timed out, but his name's in there.
Yeah.
It's all good.
You only see the first couple or the last few that's logged in on that chat thing. You have to go over where it says visitors list, and it'll give you a whole list of the people in there.
And does it give you the time? Yeah, it does. It tells you how long they were in there, et cetera.
When they left.
Yeah.
We got some exciting changes coming up here in the next month or two. We've got a bunch of stuff planned that really going to blow some people away, I think.
I'm looking forward to being a part of it. I'm so stoked to even be on Rev Radio right now. Good time so far. I hope everybody else is appreciating it. It's been a blast. Just moving into the future, I've heard some bits and pieces about what's coming down the pipe, and looking forward to it.
Yeah, there'll be some changes, and you know, hopefully for the better. And I mean, we'll just keep pushing forward and hope for the best. You know,
progress takes a little bit of time.
Yeah, slow and steady wins the race, is, you know.
I don't know about that anymore. I think that might have been a time when that was the case.
Most of it, you know, you get a flash in the pan, and it you know, flares up. It's, you know, then it becomes a trend, and then it's gone. You know, like bell-bottom pants.
They came back in the when I was in high school. They came back.
Like, they resurface once in a while, you know. And a little fashion here and there, but, you know, when was the last time you seen a miniskirt?
2 days ago.
It couldn't have been too many, because most of them are down at the knees now.
They're
wearing pants.
Look, let's just face it. What I saw 2 days ago in my establishment, this was a trophy wife of some sort, I'm sure. But I see that up here. Listen, this is all high end up here. So, you know, the unfortunate part of that is
the world down here in the swamplands, man.
You get it up here, though. Remember, I live in a resort. You got to think about that. So
they'll have army boots on and fatigues, you know.
That ain't going down up here. No, they'll go on a trail. They'll go on a trail wearing makeup.
Yeah, you won't find that down here.
Yeah. So.
But yeah, town now, you'll see some nice, you know, people decked out, not just women, you know, men, they'll get decked out too, but not normally. I mean, when they get decked out, they get, you know, fancy belt buckle and a nice cowboy hat.
A little bit of the bow tie, the bolo, huh? A little bit of the bolo?
Well, they put them little lariat things on.
Okay.
They'll have them on sometimes. You know, it's just the two strings with a slide-up thing on it.
Yeah, that's a bolo tie.
I don't know what it was called.
It's called a bolo tie. I'm right. Educating you.
I ain't wearing one of the damn things. My luck, I'd fall and they'd get caught and I'd just choke myself.
It's a bolo tie, man. Yeah, I used to own one or two of those.
I'll be hung myself with it accidentally, you know.
I've been in a few squabs wearing a tie, and it's no fun, man.
Somebody grab a tie when you're fighting them, you're in trouble.
It only took one time for that to happen, and I started wearing a snap-on tie because I figured, you know, if it happens again, I'm not going to be in that situation. And it did, and fortunately, that tie came right off, and I handled business. But yeah,
same thing with my ponytail. If I get into a fight, that ponytail's coming down.
Yeah.
Grabbing a little hair is one thing. Grabbing all of it at one time, that's another story.
Yeah, that's control right there. I've had it happen, man. I had long hair probably up until 21, 22. And it was a constant thing, the whole hair pulling and fights.
Now I'm close to 70, still got a good 15-inch one.
My beard's longer now. My beard's about 12 inches, so.
Rid of that a while back.
It's not too bad of maintenance. The mustache is more maintenance than the beard. The idea here is, you know, whatever image you're trying to get across or whatever, there's eventually a moment where you just don't care anymore.
Oh, I've never really cared what other people thought.
I'm done.
Go with them. They don't ask my opinion.
You know, tie my shoes in the morning, get out of my way. Yeah, you're on my side or you're in my way? It seems a little strong, but...
No, I ain't that way. I like to consider options.
So, I gotta...
I'm just not fast at weighing options. I like to take my time, be methodic.
Gotcha. Know? Yeah.
That's one of the reasons I'll tell you right now, people. I'm one of the ones reasons that the station goes as slow as it does when it progresses, because I want to make everything just right. I want to make sure it's done properly. I don't want nothing done fast and you know, well, here, this fixes this temporarily. No, because you forget about that kind of stuff. You want to go ahead and do it right the first time and get it done with. And that's what Tones is doing. Tones is doing one hell of a job in the background, guys. Y'all just don't know it.
Well, I'm aware.
The rest of the management crew, but he's our tech guy right now, and he's doing one hell of a job.
Yes, sir. I've had a few moments to talk to that individual. Tones is actually in the chat room.
Yeah, he came in just after we started.
Yeah, how you doing, Tones? Yeah, the guy's talented. You know, I mean, we've gone over some sounds. I feel like I contributed to the Independence Day promo, that soundtrack of...
I heard it today for the first time. I wasn't around.
Yeah.
This week was my anniversary, was yesterday. That's why I wasn't on a show. And we took this weekend and done a bunch of stuff together. So I wasn't around much this weekend at all. Checked in a couple of times. I didn't do my show yesterday. Thanks to Mona and the rest of the gang for filling it in and taking care of it.
I think I was on that call.
Yeah, you called me when we got back from fishing and stopped to eat lunch and we were going back. Yep. You called me thinking I was on.
Yeah, I was on I was on with Mona this morning.
Early this morning? Oh, or on her show.
Yeah. And she was having some video problems, some audio video problems. So
5 or 6 hour doggone management meeting today.
Boy, I tell you what. A lot of times you'll hear me say, I would love to be a fly on that wall, but not for 5 hours.
No, it got heated several times. We don't hold back. We tell it, you know, like it is, what we think and what we feel.
As you should. These things need to come across, but everybody needs to respect each other.
That's right. You know, I mean, I don't agree with, you can't agree with everybody. You'd be schizophrenic. You know, and even no ideas sound good on paper to do them in reality might, you know, take 3 months, you know, it's like this website, we've got some pretty good ideas about a new website. It may be coming. Well, it's going to take a good couple of months, I imagine, to put it together because it's huge.
Well, you know, progress is a slow moving machine sometimes, but at least we're headed in that direction.
Yeah, these archives is going to be the biggest thing. Once he gets these archives finished, you know, we can concentrate on what really needs to be taken care of. We do got a few people that need to be either moved around or gotten rid of. I hate to say it that way, but we've got to consider what's best for the rest of the audience and the station itself, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And we got, well, hell, we added 5 new hosts this week.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to watch.
3 of them will make it.
Yeah. I guess it's probably not the right time to put the odds in place, but I got my favorites.
And they're not the same as favorites of mine, and they're not the same favorites of Monster, you know?
No, definitely not.
Or one of our other hosts, you know?
Yeah. This is the nature of things. This is the nature of things.
I freed myself up for a couple of hours. I quit producing for the lessons. They're going to take care of themselves. So I freed myself up a few hours there so I can help out a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm freed up. I'm taking the next probably 30 days off. So, yeah, I'll be free. And so you'll hear me a lot more. I'll probably be jumping on a lot more roundtables.
What's this, and, Mr. Rose says Hell Week starts.
Yeah, Mr. Rowe, I'm down. Let's tie some dudes up. Time to bust out the candles, open up the blinds, give people a show, huh? Come on.
Yeah, Tones and Rowe, call in. Oh, hell, just jump in. You don't have to call in.
Honey and feathered. I'll bring the feathers.
Well, 2020 is hell year.
I thought it was a shit show of 2020. I kind of like the ring of that.
It's only half over with. We're 6 days in the last half of the year.
Yeah, we are. You got to remind me. I got a big reminder coming up on Friday. I
mean, honestly, 6 months for Christmas shopping.
Thursday, actually.
But what about Thursday? Oh, that's your next show.
No, Thursday. Well, yeah, Thursday's two things. It's my next show and my birthday.
Oh, I won't ask how old, but happy birthday in advance.
You know how old I am. I've told you.
I don't remember that shit. I'm an old fart.
Oh, yeah, for crying out loud.
I only remember what's important to me.
Oh, man. Yeah, it'll be an interesting day. I'm trying to remember a time when I've been unemployed on my birthday. Let me think. Well, I can't. I might have to go back into my 20s. And I still didn't collect. I just managed to hustle. You just can't hustle like that in this town on that level. Not to get ahead, you can't. There's just not enough hustle there. It's an onboard resort. You know, people tend to go by the book. I can appreciate it.
I don't think I could do it. I could work with people. I have to be by myself. We've been joined both by Ro and Tones. Isn't that cool?
Oh, this is going to be outstanding.
Oh, come on.
Nobody
I was enjoying
puts boo-boo in the corner.
I was enjoying the show. Come on.
Well, now you got to be a participant.
Yeah, you made it so we would enjoy the show. What was this about Hell Week there, Ro?
Well, we got our five new hosts are starting, so Hell Week begins for our new hosts. They'll be doing their first shows almost naked in a park covered in honey. And then for their second show, they will be doing them suspended high above Las Vegas while Jer Bear taunts them from below.
Who has the jinx switch?
They must be put built. It on hold. Bill Grant will be the judge to be in charge.
Well, that'll go over really well right there.
He will be
Grant. Where are you at?
If the content is worthy of our illustrious station.
I'll tell you where he's at.
Tone, do you want to make the announcement about the archives?
Oh. Sure. So, we should have the archives up and ready to go the next 24 hours, and we're going to give them away for free for a couple weeks at least, right?
For a month.
A month. So, yeah, we should have that up in the next 24 hours. And
That'll be A for right now. B will come shortly.
Right. B will come next week, but yeah, A for now, and 24 for a month of free archives for everyone.
Yeah, maybe you just throw my name on Tuesday, Tuesday 2 a.m., huh? Why don't we just wrap that up right now, since I got the brass on the air. Why not?
Not sure which one's...
It's Tuesday, open round table, Studio A.
Yeah, but...
We got to run that by Bill Grant. Bill?
Yeah.
What do you
Bill?
Well,
yo, Mr. Grant. Wait a minute. What's that schedule we're talking about?
Right here. He's talking about the one after Noreen. Yeah. The one after Noreen.
Oh, why? Why? Is somebody not going to do the roundtable?
It's open. He's trying to put his name on it. What do you think, Bill?
I'm on it right now. We're trying to go 24/7 here, folks. That's the name of the game.
Hello?
Painter's trying.
Hello.
You wanted us on the call, brother.
Two of them was taken tonight by Hummingbird. I don't know which two.
Oh, she's doing the Friday.
So you can't say you can have Tuesday right now because I don't know what the dates that she took.
Here, I'm sharing my screen here. Hummingbird is starting Friday the 17th, and she'll be going at 6 a.m.
All right, 8 a.m.
And then Tuesday, the 21st, she'll be doing her second show, and that'll be, again, at 6 a.m. till 8 a.m. So there's only a couple slots left open.
Anywhere close to what he's talking about.
Yeah, yeah. He's looking at that, you know, after the Wild at Heart roundtable there with Noreen. That's what he's looking at.
That's Tuesday morning.
It's open. I think you're gonna have to go through a host review.
Oh, can we do that again?
Yeah, probably. Do what? You bring the lights. I can't wait.
I thought you meant just tonight or something. You mean permanently, or you mean
on a permanent level? Yeah. On a permanent level, yeah. I'm just taking three rounds.
Yeah, he said put his name on it. That meant he wanted to do it every Tuesday.
I got 5 on it.
Oh yeah.
Forever and ever.
Everything has been up in the air for me since I've got on here. To be honest, I've been on the edge of every problem. God, and now I need to go to bed even earlier. Tonight's going to be horrible. My neighbors and people know me. They know I can't handle getting up too early. It took me like 5 years to, you know, reschedule like an inch at a time backwards.
Okay, wait. Yo, Mr. Grant, I'm sorry to interrupt you, man. I can't get on board with what you're saying because you're a grown-ass man, and you just acknowledging the fact that this problem exists is step one in the right direction.
Yeah, well, anyway.
So you're going to be the only one responsible for making that change.
No, yeah, I know. But so I had to – it was really, really hard and really, really difficult, right? So I got back and back and back, finally up in the daytimes, then a little earlier, starting to get more efficient in my life, feeling better. And still, if I get up a little bit too early, it'll wreck me, right? And my neighbor in particular knows this. He's known it the whole time. And I asked him, all right, so what time do you want to see me in the morning? 9 o'clock, we got to leave. The guy knows it'll wreck my day. And even though, like, so tonight is the worst night for me, is what I'm
9 o'clock in the morning wrecks your day.
If I were to even wake up at 9 o'clock, it would wreck my day. Because I've had, it's a long story, which I won't get into, but it's really difficult on me. The fatigue whacks me super hard later, like for 3 days.
Understood. You know? Okay.
And it's like he knows this, and I've been telling him my progress, and he knows I've made a ton of progress. And the next thing that comes out of his mouth is, yep, we're leaving at 9 o'clock. Like, you know, you're going to wreck my day, right? I mean, maybe the next 3 days. And I got like a week to freaking move, week and 5 days-ish, 10 days or something. And that means like I may be down for 3 days to try to be packing and sorting and finding a place.
You didn't find a place yet?
I'm not really concentrating that much on it. I couldn't. There was no way to do it before because of the bus schedule and the lockdown corona issue. And everything was shut down. Everything was like closed and shut. But I was even going to move to a campground. Buses won't take me. And then they were like, you have to apply. The few places that were open, you'd have to apply. And it's got to be at like 7 a.m. It's like 4-hour drive from here. Like, and you only have to, you can only apply. You write it, fill out stuff, and then go. And the buses won't take me anyway. And like, even if they would, they wouldn't wait for me to fill out the application or. It's like there was so many odd things happened, right? And then now they're just reducing restrictions, and the other campgrounds that were actually not under lockdown completely were they were full. They were totally full. Like,
yeah, I got the same issue up here, man. There are people from the city everywhere.
Yes.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
They're just dirty as all hell. No offense, man, but they're just – pack in, pack out. It's a simple philosophy.
Bennies, right. We call them back in Jersey. Bennies.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Painter.
What do you mean, Bennies?
So it's an acronym basically for the people from North. North Jersey and the five boroughs who would come down to the Jersey Shore every summer for the 2 months and destroy it and then go back home. Same thing that mechanic's talking about.
Right, yeah. And now I wasn't sure what you were meaning.
Yeah. So each one of them stood for something like Bronx, Essex, like the counties, Bronx, Essex, Newark, New York, something like that. That's what they.
We call them damn Yankees here.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Yankees, Yanks, Yanks from up north. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just joking. We don't.
No, you're right. They do. I've been called the Yankee many times.
Just so you guys know, though, it looks like there may be options. I always do everything last minute at a mad rush. I just, you know, like super think tank it all, like just see every option and then just narrow it down and just bam, just go run and run with it. And then I'm out of there. It's just like, it's like getting plane tickets. So
it sounds like broken bones that way too.
Yeah, kind of, almost. But I do have one option. The problem is, and it will give me like internet, so I'll be able to do my show if I do that. But I have to do this right.
Do you have a cell phone?
No, they don't work where I am. I have like 10 of them, but
for, you know, because temporarily we could set you up so you could do it through your phone, but it's not recommended.
Right, right. I have a landline here, but I don't know what kind of
You would have to have a producer to do that then.
Yeah, right. Hey,
what's your number? Your Skype number.
He doesn't have one.
No, no, you to give out give out for people.
229-299-5320.
Got it. Put it in chat.
Yeah, I usually do and I didn't tonight.
West of the Rockies, dial 229-299-5320. Yeah.
It's just all twos and nines was to mess with the OCD people.
Yeah. What I got to say?
Can't get them right, you know?
I got something really important to say. Midgets matter. Midgets matter more.
Midgets matter. Midgets matter.
Yeah, I don't think they like to be called that.
Oh, they love it, but you know, they get used to it. But yeah. I say, midgets, rise. Rise, midgets.
You ever hear the way
they want to do?
When they chant, like, Black Lives Matter, they're like, nah, 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 like, Black Lives Matter. Nah, 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 nah. I mean, it just sounds so childish when they're chanting.
Yeah.
Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, and then we get the militant guy.
This around the rosy.
they get that militant guy. He's sort of like super masculine and like what you just said sounded like at the same time. Like, it's no longer an option. It's when talk is done. We got our guns now. We don't want reparations, you know?
Who's that? Grandmaster Flash?
Grandmaster Jay? So.
Grandmaster Jay? Yeah.
No, it's a Grandmaster somebody. I didn't know he was. Yeah. Sound
Grandmaster
like
Jay, he was I'm pretty sure he was like an old DJ in the hip hop community or something like that.
We can do it without that vision in our mind there, Dirt.
So, a little history. I had Grandmaster
in chat.
What's that?
Dirt posted a picture of him naked in chat.
Oh.
Well, we didn't need that vision put in our mind.
Hey,
classy fella.
But you know. Go ahead,
Bill. Go ahead. Sorry.
I just wanted to clarify the midget thing. People know I've on and off said for years, you know, I think midgets should be the one to frontier space because for a lot of reasons. And, you know, we all know they're short, but I always said they have exactly the same size head as a normal man and woman. They have the same size brain, you know.
True. Mm-hmm. Yes.
They're not stupid. They're just short, that, you know.
That's true.
Hey, yes. I've been telling my brother that for years.
Remember that very politically incorrect song, though? Short people got...
I was going to say, yeah.
People got the... People got...
That's prejudice. That's hateful, man.
If he would write that song today, my God, they would lynch him on Twitter. He would never work anywhere. His family would be oscillated from everywhere. I mean, they would just vivisect the guy.
Yeah. It's rough out there. They're probably going to go after Sting and the police next for every breath you take, saying it's a stalker song.
because we love you and we're going to make the world a better place, you mother
effer! Oh, it's time, time to cancel music. It's time to cancel music. That's done. You kidding me?
Over.
Metal on the chopping block.
Cancel.
Oh, well, I say.
Just because I know she's in the chat room, thanks for the donation, Greenheart. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Very nice.
Green money. Yeah.
So you've been joined by SJ.
Oh. SJ, everybody's father.
Everybody run!
SJ.
Okay, calm down back there or pull the car over.
Hey, but all most music, most things should be free. Like, we should not let most of these things be monetized anymore, especially from other countries. Any music from, like, English bands, you know, England bands, you know, like the Beatles or whatever, right? Especially the Tavistock.
Do you know how Australia does music?
I don't know what.
It's really weird. You write a song in Australia, you don't get no royalties except on Box Day. And that's the only time you collect royalties is when they play it on Box Day.
Huh.
You know, one of the reasons I called in is I actually worked with the little people from Star Wars. I actually did...
Ewoks?
The Ewoks, yeah.
Really?
Story, you want to hear it?
Yeah, I never heard you say this one. I heard all the other stories you said.
I've never heard the Ewoks story. Yeah.
Oh, it's really cool. So I'm down in Brookings, Oregon, which is right on the border, right? And I'm building a boat, actually, at that point, and fishing down there. So it's summertime. A lot of us were single, and we put together Coastal Community Players, which was a theater group. So we're doing theater, and we go, okay, let's do a show. At the local restaurant right in the waterfront, right down by the docks. Wonderful owner, guy named Peter, just absolutely delightful man. And he said, yeah, sure, go ahead. So we work on it for months and months, just, you know, we all get it down. And what we're doing is we're going to do Bus Stop. Remember Bus Stop, the movie? Marilyn Monroe?
Nope.
I don't remember.
Oh, no, God. You got to watch it sometime. It's a beautiful movie. So we were doing the dinner theater version of it. And we rig, you know, we're doing everything. Like, I built a whole bunch of really cool theater lights in the restaurant, got them all set up. We built a quick opera, curtain. We built a quick curtain in there. We all get dressed up. It's dinner theater night, and we're coming in from behind the restaurant and going into the green room, changing, getting all ready to go. And we're just, you know, we're perfect in 40s clothing, right? We've really gone through a lot of effort. The girls are all in, you know, stockings with seams. Oh, God, it was gorgeous. Beautiful hairdos. Everybody just, I had this beautiful suit on. So anyhow, we get out there. We haven't seen the audience or the inside of the restaurant yet. So we get out there. The lights are out in the restaurant. And we get a chance to peek in from the side curtain. There's a little teeny gap, right? So it's dark in the curtain. Inside, because the lights are off, right? We peek out, and there's no heads. There's no people, adults. There's no adults in the audience. We're looking through, and the entire front of the audience is filled with kids. And we're going, whoa, this is a surprise. Because we didn't know anything about who had actually gone to dinner at that point, right? We've been outside. And finally getting dressed and getting together. This is the first we've seen. So anyhow, curtain opens, lights go on, and we're looking at about 60 of the little peoples, that's how they prefer to be referenced, the Little People organization. And we're looking at them. So our jaws drop. Anyhow, we go through the play. It's a success. Wonderful. Got great reaction, great applause from them. And then for the next 3 days, all of those people got rooms. A lot of them got rooms in Brookings, Oregon, and visited us down on the boats. I took a whole bunch of them out into the ocean, right, for the first time. And it was delightful talking with them and their stories. I wish I could share their stories with you, because some of the things that those people did was flat amazing. They've been extras in movies since the 1930s.
Yeah, that famous one died not too many years ago. You know, the little me, you know, mini me.
Hey, I had a chance to meet him in person.
I had hoped so, man. I missed my chance.
Well, this was rare. I mean, how the hell, you know, where do you, what it was is the guys at Star Wars decided to give him a treat, right? Because this was the end of the movie. The last parts of the show were done. It was in the can, so to speak. So I decided to treat him. So, I mean, where, you'd have to go to their home. You know, they've got a wonderful place where they do winter living. It's a beautiful. They were showing us pictures of all this stuff. But where else would you find 40 or 50 of them?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But real quick, I actually sort of worked under Seth Green, you know, who basically was in that same movie with Mini-Me. But when I started talking about midgets to going to space, I was really serious. And then I literally was going to try to get that guy involved in the movement. And he was, they had a spaceship in the end of that, that movie, you know, Shag Me Guy movie. What the hell was the name? But, you know,
let me interrupt you for a second.
But wait, but then he died. But then he died.
I got some breaking news as well. So anytime you guys want to let me in, I'll be right here. Let me know.
I'm done. I just wanted to say, right when I got serious, he died.
One thing I wanted to say, if I can convince you to refer to those people as the little people from now on, I will gain incredible benefits from them.
Yeah, they're midgets.
Well, that's a rude way of saying it, actually, and they're from their point of view.
Ah, too bad. They'll get over it.
Hardcore, eh?
But I think we have someone who wants to do their ad lib. Or what's a mechanic? What were you going to say?
My ad lib?
Oh, well, you wanted to.
I don't know what's going on right here. This ain't me, though.
And now, Mechanic with breaking news.
Yeah, so check this out. Apparently, Nigerians all over the United States have been given orders to leave the country.
Why?
By their own government, it appears.
Hmm. Yeah. Not surprising to me. I mean, you know,
though, what's the reasoning for that?
You know, there's not a lot. There's kind of a, I just got this little BuzzFeed, this little buzz thing in my, you know, everybody's got their sources, right? Whatever. So
yeah. Oh, the United States tells people to leave countries all the time
because they have Ebola. That's why they got to send Ebola somewhere. Can't leave it all in one place.
Hell, I was part of the evacuation in Lebanon in the 70s.
Okay, I'll be right back with you, fellas. I'll find out some more for you.
You know, countries do that all the time. Didn't we just send China's representatives back to their ass?
Yeah, whatever ones we didn't arrest.
Yeah, we expelled their ass.
Yep. But I'm going to get a drink and
make it a dub.
I will be awaiting Mechanic's next newsflash.
Joe freaked him out, I think.
I was trying to get a little d, you know. I should have went to typewriter, the old school typewriter. That's probably been good.
I think I got that sound bite.
Yeah, it's good.
By the way, I'm Willy Wonker. Hey, Matt. I am Willy Wonker.
Willy That's right.
Well, I hope you don't get arrested.
Uh-oh.
It'll be Willy Wanking. Wanking you. Well, never mind.
Wanking.
Okay. All right. Hey, fellas, check this out. So Trump added Nigeria to the countries that U.S. travelers basically are banned. So Nigerians in limbo after Trump adds country to U.S. travel ban list.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it wasn't them to begin with. It was us.
No. Fake news. Disinformation coming around my way. You got to dig a little deeper, folks.
I know Nigerians. They came up with the 419 scam, which is also called the black money scam. I don't know if you guys know about that. But they're
responsible for quite a few email scams, let me tell you.
They call it the Nigerian scam, in fact.
I used to work with a lot of them, man, like a ton of them. And they were all like the women. Oh, man, the women love us, man. And they are really nice. They're like super nice.
Oh, that is bitching. What do we got here? Let me get this out of the way.
That's the little guy that crawled out of the mouse hole.
He's going to be standing in front of a microphone.
Oh, sick.
And he's got a big old PV amplifier that's going to go with him.
That's awesome.
And he's going to have a guitar sitting there. He's not going to be holding it though.
He needs a code.
So you put this in a wood oven, what do you got going on?
A regular stove.
Okay.
It only has to be heated to like 275 for a couple of minutes.
Making mini people, little tiny people.
Yeah. It's an alien Elvis.
They come alive at night.
I'm in the middle of painting him now.
Very cool.
He's going to have a little short black hair all over the top of his flat head.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And as you know, he's going to, well, I'm not sure if I'm going to take the time to put stars all over him like Elvis did in his jumpsuit. But I might try.
I miss Elvis.
Oh, sugar. Oh, Delilah. Mercy. CC Rider. Hey, mechanic, this one's for you. Captain Kirk in chat. You see that? What Captain Kirk said, scroll up a little bit there. He said, hey, Studio A guys, I heard from a neighbor. He knows a nurse that sent in a blank COVID test and it tested positive. Then 65 nurses each sent 10 blanks, which all came back positive. In other words, the test gives the tester COVID, the testee.
Yeah. The test is the one giving them. I'm telling you, the test has the antibodies in it, probably.
Well, what do I say? What have I occasionally said over the years? I said they're testing us to death. That's one of my phrases. My whole life, that's actually.
So they're pushing the test. They're pushing the test to gain the distance to the vaccine, or the vaccine is just the carrot to the horse?
Well, you know what? You know what? That's a good point. But
when they shove that thing up your nose that far, they're getting DNA samples too.
Yeah, they're getting the DNA, but either way, they still plan on getting around anybody that does not take or they can't force to get a vaccine anyway. They're going to put it in your pills, your food, your water, and the air. They're going to get you one way or another, chipped or nanotech or whatever. Either way, they know people like you and me and us are totally observant of this vaccine agenda, right? We got it. They know we got it. They have a plan for us and everyone anyway. That's the big elephant they know a lot of us are going to see, but what are we not seeing is what really counts, because they have plans no matter what. Okay, that's it. They're gonna inject us, they're gonna attack us, they're gonna shoot tranquilizer darts in us. They're gonna put lithium in the freaking water, and then they'll go from there.
The big question is who is exactly them? I've always had a problem with that. I think it's a whole group of them.
Of course.
It's one group. I think it's a bunch of groups trying to each control.
Yeah, but it's not many left. I think there's only three groups or four groups left. There's the one real group at the top. And they're controlling the two main groups we sort of see. And then there's us. That's it. That's all I think there is now. I think that's it. That's what it's
coming out. There's at least two fractions of the Knights Templar.
Well, there are several factions that have shared power until now. And right now is basically the final battle royale. And at the end, one left that's going to rule the entire world, and everything is going to be submissive under that faction. So that's
You have the parent company, which is They Incorporated, right? And then then you have the sub, the DBAs, like Them LLC, Them LLC. So <Yep.
laughs> did you just make that up? Is that your own tones?
You could take it, man.
No, that's good. That's good. I like that.
Well, it's a street gang. Like every other street gang, everybody wants to be the top dog.
Here's one I got sent today that I found really funny. Somebody sent me this in a text message saying, my conspiracy theory is that time travel is real and someone keeps trying to fix 2020 by changing something, but every time they do, they unwittingly make it worse. How else do you explain the sudden disappearance of murder hornets? It saved us from those, but at what cost?
Like I said, dinosaurs are going to come over the hill very soon. We're about ready for clone dinosaurs.
Yeah, the hybrid ones, though.
We are living in a world of can you top that right now? Is really what who's got the best one for the day?
My tweet than your tweet.
Yeah, Kanye was yesterday, right? Or the day before, him running for president. Yeah, it's 2020. Anything's up for grabs, man.
Well, think about the Kanye thing. Everybody was worried about Kanye taking from Trump. But in reality, everyone already knows Kanye likes Trump. Kanye could just say, you know, I like Trump and I would pick Trump over anybody else, but I want you to pick me over Trump. And he could – and basically he may get some people from the Trump
team. You know, just remember they're not black unless they vote for him.
Oh, that's right. That's right, according to Biden, right? But
– give your to the other guy, be like, oh, you know what, I'm going to give all my vote to so-and-so.
Yeah,
That's funny, Bill. You're saying so Trump's going to be Kanye's running mate while Trump's president for VP?
Hey, maybe even if he doesn't want it that way or not. I mean, he's so popular. That
either way he gets back in, you're saying?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought Jagger said earlier we only had an hour and a half left to live or something earlier today.
Well, no, he meant yeah, because he was waiting for Tucker's show to come on, and then he'll know which way the situation is going to go. But to be back to Kanye quick, to end what I meant was he will actually take many more people from the Hillary team than he would from Trump. So in the end, he wouldn't end up really running anyway.
I think Epstein's going to run and win.
Yeah, that's a big issue, really, actually, to be honest.
He's going to show up at the convention, and he's going to be there to save you from Joe Biden.
All right, Painter, so tell me, you watched all four episodes of Filthy Rich on Netflix. Go ahead.
I was impressed. It was a well-done documentary, and it is, if you're not wanting to hear the women's side of it, I wouldn't watch it.
Right.
But if you really want to know what they felt and how they, you know, what happened to them when they were kids, it's well worth the sit down for the 4 hours.
Yeah. Oh,
Tony, I missed you. You fell off before I was able to grab the thing. Let me see now. How do I get him?
Chicago Brew just sent me a list of potential famous people connected to Epstein here.
You would be surprised how big it is.
Ghislaine and her sisters, everyone keeps forgetting, and I keep forgetting to bring up Ghislaine. See, I always forget the exact names, so then I default into just rambling. But
Ghislaine, yeah?
I call it Jizz. I just call it Jizz, you know, for short. Jizz, it's easy. Right?
There's a bunch of shady things about Epstein. It just doesn't make no sense whatsoever that he was able to get away with what he got away with. And that's all there is to it. He had to have certain people in his pocket, or there's no way he could have done what he's done.
High level, there is to it.
Well, yeah. You know, one of the major mysteries about him is what he got out of it.
Well, he got lots of massages.
Yeah.
And, lots of young women and lots of favors from high. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Status and power in their little secret societies as well.
Oh, yeah. You know, some of these girls were just on the street and they didn't care, and they were previously abused, and they even admitted that they were passed around from high profile guy to high profile guy wherever they went. And that was just part of the deal that they knew that they were signing up for. It was, he had the same little technique on every girl that came in.
It worked, and I could see that it worked. I've seen it, you know, happen with kids.
Now, I heard that Donald Trump actually was part of a sort of an infiltration, and that Melania was trafficked, and he rescued her and got her out. And that the reason Trump was so close to him is because this was a multi-decade kind of Uber sting operation to infiltrate the deepest, darkest recesses of this satanic underworld that actually exists. So who knows, you know, are they cleaning house now? Is it all about to be revealed?
Is she really in custody?
Well, the thing is with that is Ghislaine was seen on the 20th of June at a mansion in France, which is basically Israeli embassy property. So it's the Israeli embassy guarded by high level Mossad assassins. So now, and the reason being is France, she's a French citizen. France has a thing where if you're born on French soil, you can never, ever be extradited for any reason whatsoever. Even if you're guilty, you can serve your sentence in France, but you can't be extradited out. So why would she, knowing this, worth all her money, come to the United States and put herself at risk? She's very smart. She flies jumbo jets and pilots submarines, and I believe
she's probably. Yeah, now that's a hell of a woman there now.
Yeah, I mean, she's like in a different world. Hey, but yeah. So why would she risk all of this? I don't think that the person that they say they apprehended recently is. Maybe even her. I mean, we might be being played. Everything is subterfuge. Are there any pictures of her in custody? Are there any pictures of her?
No, there's no arrest record. There's no, when they take your picture, mugshots.
Now, it may be, though, it may be that they don't need her and they're playing this through for, you know, we don't know what's going on. They may be letting it put out there like, hey, you know, we have Ghislaine, and see who's going to jump. Who's like, because there are people out there that if custody are going to go, oh shit, you know,
you're going to lose.
Move.
Right. And maybe they're trying to attract Epstein out of hiding to her or something like to that effect as well. But.
Well, see, now that's another controversy, you know, I mean, is he really dead? I mean, would he have killed himself?
I don't.
When he was in jail the first time, he had HBO, he had work release, he would only come in at 8 o'clock at night and sleep there.
Military week came out. They
spent one day a week in the jail.
Apparently, they sent the guards away. The military spec ops or somebody came in, took him away, and that was that. He was escorted out. So, make of that what you will. That's a story.
He could be sitting down there in Guantanamo.
I think either way, I think if he got out and not in, let's say, for safe reasons to keep him alive, then I still think eventually they will kill him. His operation is blown, and you know, Jizz is higher up in ranks than him, and her sister was probably higher than her and her whole family and all the other connections. And maybe she was afraid she'd get killed if she went back to France. Maybe she is in France, but the whole, actually, go ahead. I got a cough.
Well, in the chat room, let me scroll back up now. It moved. Where was it? Damn it.
Protection. Jizz may be in protection. Like they may really see if this is up and up for the right reasons, then in this case, since what happened to Epstein happened, maybe they're being ultra, ultra cautious this time and they don't want any details. Now that's being positive. I don't believe in being positive. So, but you never know.
Well, we're fixing to go on break here in about a minute.
And there's no coincidences either. We'll be right back. I'll be right back here.
Wild Bob in the chat room says, Trump is running out the clock, only 5 months left. Maybe he wants to make a big splash just before the elections.
At this point, what's he got to lose?
Possible.
Just go for it.
He's going to give you a big bonus check on top of that. Say, here's your $3,000. By the way, blah, blah, blah.
I'm off for another month. Send it. Send it, Trump.
Better than an Obama phone.
Screw. Yeah. Hell yeah. I'll be right back.
Yeah, we're fixing to go on break here in just a minute or so. So remember, everybody, this is Revolution.Radio, and we are totally listener supported. Gee, I thought
he killed the break. Radio. I think he's going to kill it.
No.
Well, it's up to the painter.
Well, I usually let it run. I don't care if you kill it or not.
It's up to you.
Matter to me. Because y'all get to talking, I can go pee.
All right, let's take the break.
Take the break. Bye.
We'll be right back, folks.
Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction. On Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday at 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet.
I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have. Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that. Oh, what? Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Oh, yeah.
it's Ochtomundi. Hi, Karl Marx here. I am all seriousness today, my friends. There is this show you must not listen to. The Ultimate Remedy with this guy, LB. This guy has figured me out. I hear it on Tuesday, and he is telling the truth. I mean lies. Stay away from this guy. Where's my good hairbrush? Anybody seen Mama?
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on Revolution Radio.
Find some comfort at Willow's World. A variety of news, commentary, and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist, featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow, Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
This is Lorian Fenton from the Fenton Perspective. You're listening to Revolution Radio. And now we take you back to An Open Canvas with A Mad Painter.
And that means the insane painter, not the pissed off painter. So, that's how they say mad. I want to remind everybody we are totally listener supported. And remember, we got the Patreon. You can go over there and join it, and it takes it out automatically on the first every month. And it's easy and convenient. And when you do it, you're going to get the archives from then on for $5 membership. So get on over there and sign on up. It's just a matter of days. And Tones will get it up and running, and we'll have things worked out a little bit better.
Yeehaw. Yeehaw. Painter, I never realized what a good pitch man you are. I mean, I just heard you do that. I want to buy breakfast sausages or something. Sound really good.
I like the mild, the spicy.
Yeah.
Well done, sir.
Once they wake you up in the morning, but not too much.
right.
I think we all grew up with morning radio. Remember? God, that was such a trip. Get up early for the paper route, right? 5 a.m.
My mom used to have the radio going, every morning I'd hear, what's his name? Paul Harvey. Good day.
Oh, yeah. I like Paul Harvey now.
Story. Yeah, I love that guy, man. The rest
of the sun took over.
And then my mom used to listen to Rush Limbaugh, too. I heard Rush when he was, like, way young. At the EIB radio network. Meow!
Oh, before he went deaf.
You come to find out that he was doping all the time.
Who else was there? There was I was in the Bay Area. We had Dr. Donald D. Rose on KFRC.
Yeah, Dr. Dredd, too, didn't you?
Who?
Dr. Dredd.
We had Dr. Demento.
That's who I was thinking of, yeah.
And the Wolfman.
His name's John Velby. And if you listen to his songs, they're not allowed to be played on the radio.
The Dr. Demento Show.
He's got some humdingers songs now.
Oh, yeah. He's like that Johnny Rebel guy. Well, maybe not the same engineer, but Johnny Rebel, you won't hear any of his songs on the radio either. Not at all.
One of Velby's best ones he done was Your Sister's in Love with a Carrot.
Oh, I remember Crystal Radio and listening to late night 3 o'clock in the morning rock and roll. Who was our famous late night DJ from, he had a station in Mexico that he would play.
Man with. Jack.
Yep.
Wolfman Jack.
Yeah. God, I miss it. Yeah, cats.
I still go up to YouTube and listen to the radio dramas. I like them.
Oh, yeah.
Wolfman coming at you here tonight all night long. It's me, the Wolfman Jack. Gonna bring you rock and roll, baby. Yeah. Let's roll.
Good one. Good one. Well, he was great, you know. Late night TV with the guys that would show the early horror flicks and then fire off blow up model cars with firecrackers. That was one of our Cleveland late night hosts. God, he was fun.
Terrestrial radio.
Yeah, each big city had their majors. It was the same way with the television. They had syndicated TV in the evenings from 7 or 8 o'clock on, and then, but during the day it was all local. Your Chicago, Buffalo, Rochester.
I wanted to tell Wild
Boar. D.C., they each had their own little thing they did.
I got to tell you, no, Wild Bob, the original Paul Harvey. Now, I was probably, I don't know, in like...
That's who I was talking about.
Yeah, and I know his son also did it, but I'm talking about the first Paul Harvey, but this was back in the 70s when he was on. Yep. Yeah, Paul Harvey, good day.
I've even played some of his stuff on my show on Sunday morning before.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, he does a thing like If I Were the Devil.
Yeah, that's the one I played the last time.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
He puts a lot of sense into it if you think about it, you know.
Very, very prophetic. Yeah, I mean, wow.
Most of them were only, you know, 5 to 10 minute long monologues, but they were all packed full of information.
Yeah. Yep. And now you know the rest of the story. Good day.
That was one of the things me and my stepdad used to listen together on the radio. I had one of them shortwave radios that are all band radios.
Yeah.
Man,
I love that thing.
Grandma had one. She had the one where you had to dial the bigger coil. You know how you've got a coil in there with a whisker that's crawling over it. Cat whisker is what they call it. And hers had a weight on it, so you could get it spinning. And we'd spin it and then wait to see what it landed on and then try to find the station there. We were doing, she had a shortwave band and then all of the normal AM bands at that time. Wonderful AM radio stuff, eh? Shortwave.
Yeah.
WR, the Voice of America.
You bet.
The ham radios, I used to like listening to them.
Oh, I got a ham, but, you know, I got my license, but every time I go on, it's just a bunch of guys talking about recipes and stuff.
What's his name? Coast to Coast guy had a show on there at first.
Oh, Art Bell.
Art Bell, yeah, he had a show on ham radio first.
Yep. Yeah, Hawk used to talk to Art once in a while on the ham. They'd meet.
Yeah, the first years of the station here, Hawk would always play an Art Bell segment. And that's how I first heard him, because I was out fishing all those years when he was on. But I ended up digging up everything I could on Art Bell, and I think I've listened to every show that he made. Mm-hmm. And what an incredible character that dude was. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's where Sean David Morton got his start, was calling into him.
Yeah. That's when I didn't like him. I'm like, who is this pompous guy? I mean,
I know, but man, isn't that good radio? But he's got people calling in one after another, where he's just next. He can do that. You know, he doesn't let anybody take the show and go sideways with the show ever.
It was going probably on 150 stations, you know?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, we used to run the late night old time radio.
That, you know, that he became famous.
Best of Art Bell on simulcast we used to have on Studio B at late night.
I got to call in. I got to talk to Art Bell 2 times, and I discovered him because I worked a swing shift at an internet provider, and so I'd get off at like midnight, and I'd be driving home from San Jose, a good hour and a half drive. And I'd be listening to Art Bell on the car radio.
West of the Rockies?
Yeah.
If you ever get to listen to the last Art Bells that he did, I called him in and talked to him. And we talked about God and crop circles. And I got a good laugh out of him.
Was that on Coast?
That was the last shows that he was making when he shifted over to his own service. Eh?
Got you. Yeah. The Dark Matter Radio Network, I think it was.
Yep.
Yeah, it was Dark Matter.
And I was delighted.
I had him talking into coming here until he's seen that stuff about Weisenberg.
Yeah, he was in the running. Hawk messaged him a couple times, and
that's what stopped it was this stuff with Weisenberg.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We had been talking to him for about a month and a half trying to get him to come over, and then somebody messaged him and told him about that. Or his people found out about it.
He's an amazing character. I liked his stories about building his own radio mast. The time he fell off. Holy crap, did he bang himself up. You ever go up on one of those? That's really a trip.
Oh, yeah, HF Tower. Yeah, I've been on a couple of those.
Radio tower, 450 foot tall and three sides, only 3 foot wide.
Hoo-ah!
Yeah.
It was. I only did it once. I said, no, I don't want to do this no more.
Oh, I can tell. I know what you mean. I'll tell you, you make those long climbs, and boy, you get off of them, and you've used muscles that you haven't used for too long a time, right?
You learn about gravity. You're like, whoa, I'm heavier than I thought.
Yeah, empty paint bucket and dropped it at like 300 feet or 350 feet. When it hit the ground, it was like 8 foot away from the bottom of the pole, and it just smashed down to nothing.
Shatter. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You know, the distance away from the pole, that's how the earth moved, is, you know, during the fall.
Isn't that a hoot?
You know, you didn't think the earth moves that much. Well, it does move, you know.
Well, yeah, all the flat earthers come up and come out at this point and go, well, you can't feel it move, right?
Yeah, they're going to say that. But, of course, you know, fish don't think they're floating in water either.
Yeah.
Well, think about if you're in a car and you're driving down the highway at, let's say, 80 miles an hour, and in the car with you, you have the windows rolled up, there's a fly. The fly is flying around in circles.
Only able to go 20 miles an hour.
Right, the fly is moving perfectly as it's you know, it thinks it's just going around in circles, but it's actually moving in the car at 80 miles an hour down the highway.
Makes you understand what a containment means.
Yeah.
Speed and time is a trip.
Yes, time is actually, it's kind of weird. Time is supposedly dependent on... It's actually more of a variable than you think. Time runs differently on larger planets.
Well, one of the interesting things about time is that if you were here when the pyramid was built and you flew back to your home at faster than light speed and then came back here, depending on where your home was, you could be in the 2020. Looking at us talking about this.
Yes, or if you could bend, there's something called a gravity lens that you can actually bend time and you could look into the past in real time or into the future about 10 minutes or so with accuracy in real time. You can actually look further, but you're not quite, the timeline may not be the one that you're on, if that makes any sense. So time is dependent on gravitational fluctuations.
Yeah, well, alternate universes, every decision you make means a branching universe. You're surrounded by millions of universes that are created that way. Interesting thinking, eh? And we've been talking about stuff like this since the 1950s. You go back into the old science fiction, man, some of those guys and what they're thinking in 1950 is staggering. In 2020, you're going, oh, my God. How did that guy ever think of that?
Because they're just as smart as we are today. They just lived a different type of life.
Well, they didn't have any fluoride in the water either, and they weren't in
syrup. Well, no, the stuff that they envisioned, we're making today.
You bet. And other things, the social possibilities that have been explored in that 70 years now, of science fiction are staggering. I mean, people that have gone.
I got introduced Pony and he left.
Oh, no.
Pony.
Pony, get back here.
You messed me up when you complimented me, Cones. At the beginning, I was supposed to interview
him. Yeah. All right. Pony could have jumped in. He's a big boy.
Man, I haven't talked to Pony in a long time, man.
Call back, Pony.
Yeah, it's my mistake.
Call back. What a bad host. Bad host. Bad host.
Yeah, I'm stoned. I'm sorry.
The rookie mistake.
Hell, I still put myself on mute and forget I'm on mute.
I almost called the wrong studio the other day. I haven't done that in a while.
I did that the other day. Going, why the hell ain't it answering? I think it was for Janet's show. We ended up being late because of it.
Producer, you do that to Gordon, he'll fire you.
Well, you got to remember, error is human. To forgive is
delight. Now I have to adjust everything.
There we go. There we go.
Yes, readjust.
God, man, I can't even get the network A and B to play on the website. It comes up as network error for me.
Oh, you know what you might want to try, because that happens to me. If you're going to freedomslips.com, try going to revolution.radio or vice versa. And the other thing is try a different browser. I know it's ridiculous.
Chrome don't work real good with the website.
And then there's another set of buttons, play buttons, that are further down if you scroll further down. And hopefully one of those will work.
Yeah, that's weird. It's actually the last 2-3 days that this has occurred, so just strange, that's all.
That's bizarre. You might also want to where, but the site comes in, it just says network error.
Yep.
Yeah, where it says gray, green, now network error, yeah.
You might want to try going to TalkStream Live to see maybe if you can get through that way.
No, it's fine. I use the TuneIn app on Android. That's fine. It's just, you know, sometimes you want to make a Skype call, so you got to into that last 10 seconds on the website, and I can't. So,
no, the next thing on our list after the archives is functional is basically redoing the website, and we're going to completely rebuild the entire site from the ground up and, you know, get rid of all those little glitches and things and make sure that everything's working and add more functionality and some extra things like Hawk was trying to do, you know, before he passed. So that's next on the agenda, and exciting things coming down the pike.
I would sure like to thank everybody involved for resuscitating those Hawk short bits, you know, that we can listen to now. Thanks for digging those out.
Oh, we just had to find them. Tone's done an awesome job on that stuff.
Right on.
In a hurry just to get it up there.
It's brilliant.
Also, Pony, I've heard you on the evenings. I'm glad that you've got the crypto fever bug.
Oh yeah. Well, oh man, I don't think we've got enough time to really get into the nitty gritty of some of the things that are happening right now behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I mentioned earlier, don't worry about another black man being your president. Yeezy's just doing it for self promotion. He's got a new album about to drop called God's Country.
That was just promotional horseshit.
Yeah, exactly. So don't worry about that. In Melbourne, Australia, they've locked down. It's like a ghetto in one of these suburbs where they've got these massive apartment blocks. They call them the Nine Towers. And so they've got this 500 law enforcement contingency or group basically blocked off this entire block, and people aren't allowed out or in, and so ridiculous. But it looks like it feels like Melbourne, Victoria, is going to be the new epicenter for the world. It's just weird. It's running backwards because we're supposed to be on top of the game. And now they've just gone reverse, rewind the tape.
Doing like that Chaz stuff and, you know, that was done here.
No, we haven't got the money except, for that type of effort.
Except it's the police forcing them into it, right?
Oh, yeah, no, that's a good point. They're huge blocks, yeah, where they put those bollards.
It's just the opposite.
Yeah. It's easier. The bollards are already there. They live in them.
Hmm.
Oh, fucking at the front. Yeah, Crypto Road, we have to have a big discussion on it one night.
Yeah.
Just to some things.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Pony's your number, man. He knows them numbers.
No. I'm a fraud, mate. I'm a pony. Yeah. A funny pony.
I see what you're talking about. Melbourne's hard lockdown orders residents of 9 public housing towers to stay home as coronavirus surge. 500 police sent to enforce command that 3,000 tenants remain in their units. Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah, so picture the ghetto in New York, you know, those massive concrete apartment buildings. It's like that here. Cheap rent, basically, for those people. They'll probably get them knocked down shortly after that.
They made a movie about like just this exact thing where they quarantined a tower and because of a pandemic or whatever that was in the tower, and the police surrounded the tower and they couldn't get out. The people couldn't get out, and it was crazy. And I forget what the movie was, but it wasn't a very good movie. And it was in Britain. It was it was under the Commonwealth, and now it's happening in real life in Melbourne. Interesting.
I have to look that one up now.
Hey, pony. Anyway, I'm kind of back. But, I saw that movie down, and I actually wrote notes from it, Mr. Rowe, months and months ago. You know how many notes I take per week for the show, and I use none of them? I can make, like, 30.
Don't you think you should spend your time on something a little more productive then?
I should, but... But like, I think I'm going to get to use them, and I don't, because I'm kind of pushed to the edge of my time limits every single week. Every week I think I'm going to break through, and I never do.
Yeah, but, I plan every one of my shows. Y'all know that. This is all scripted.
You know, one of the interesting things about the chat One of the interesting things about the chat is that we've had this incredible series of people thinking for close to 10 years now, and all of it has disappeared into the void, except for parts that people have saved. I've certainly saved some classic discussions and conversations on chat, because I realized a long time ago that that was the story of America that was so true, because it was all of us, you know, not trying to be anybody else. Being honest, it's a true, honest conversation.
I thought all chat conversations were logged into the Library of Congress now.
They might be, yes, you're right. I forgot about that. But, you know, I've always thought it was an amazing part of the radio show, is that we had this very live interaction between the chat and the show.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the things I like. But you got to remember that chat room's only a small part of the listening audience, too.
You bet.
You play too much to it, and the listeners are going, what the hell are they talking about, you know? And let you explain it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that would be really cool is to see if we could ever get Revolution Radio and Skype or whatever else we need so we could go live in terms of images.
We've tried that 3 times, and all it's done is cost us money.
Well,
yeah, that's been the problem.
We have several hosts that stream live on YouTube now and on Facebook.
That's right. And yeah, it would be fantastic at one point if down the road we have some kind of coding where that's built into the site where we can click on a button on a tab on the site or whatever. There's a go live or some kind of integrated video part of it. Sure. That's all fun to go. But yeah, like Painter said, there's several hosts that go live during their broadcast.
And they've got 2,000 people on their Facebook to possibly tune in to them, you know, instead of telling them to come over here and listen.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah, how many people you think we have listening as a guest on a Peacock?
Six.
No.
About six, seven.
I barely make 100 listeners.
How many?
I barely make 100 listeners sometimes.
That's classified information.
Classified.
We built it on free speech.
That's right.
Thank God.
Freedom to let the world know exactly how stupid you are.
Yeah, you know, we thought you'd be a little smarter also there, AMAD. We thought you, being ahead of the ship, you would know about that policy we have to, you know, screw with the listener numbers there on certain hosts to get some, like, to downplay. They're a little too hot, right? And get the other ones to try harder, even though you got right. good marks, right? So,
some people take offense when they find out exactly how many listeners they got. They think superstars, and you know.
Yeah, I don't want to know because I know I have a lot more potential, and I'm like at the bottom of my potential.
Know how many people are listening? I'm not going to go look. I'm not going to take the time or the effort to go up there and see.
But I know what I need to do to improve myself. I'm just not able to yet. You know what I mean? So I don't even want to know. Like, I don't want to know how bad it is when it's bad, because I know already how I can improve, and I will get to my line when I fix things in my life. I'm going to do it.
Good, Bill. You're good. You hold your own. How about that? You're good. You're not in a bad.
We got an alarm when it drops down to 2. Digit. It drives us nuts until we get you out of here.
Yeah, you mean a 0 and a 1?
That damn alarm goes off all the time.
We get flagged, huh?
Red it's flag. Like that blue dye in the pool.
Yeah, you steal the money.
Piss.
Yeah.
It lets everybody know you're peeing in the pool.
Right. That's what I said they should have did with the looters and all the Nikes.
Remember, Hawk used to come on and be all, my dead air alarm is going off. He ever really had a dead air alarm.
He killed him. The stress killed him. I hate to say it. It's our fault.
No, it didn't.
I don't know. Corona got him, I say.
I remember talking to Hawk way before he died and asking what one of our evening shows was doing. And he took a while, went through, beeped on his machines, and says, as far as I can figure, we got about 33,000 people listening to the show right now. It was late night radio. But we were having a great show. So I don't know. You know, it's hard to tell how many people are listening at any one time.
We've never really given it a thought because the only reason you really need to know them listeners is if you're selling advertisements.
Roger.
That's the whole reason for you being able to find out how many people are listening. And the diva hosts that think, you know, I've got to keep going. I got to improve each week. If I don't improve each week, then I'm doing something wrong. And that ain't necessarily the case because everything flows in ebbies, you know. You know what I mean?
That's also part of the mystique of Revolution Radio. Right. You're never quite sure how many people are actually listening.
Yeah, hey bro, where were you today? I noticed I tried to pop in and listen, and no row.
We kept busy all afternoon, and he was burnt out by the time we were done with him.
Oh yeah. Hey, sure, Tones.
Yeah,
we got Tones, and I always called, and it is because Tones, when you used to be with us years ago, this literally has to do with my dual. Pones and Pones. I call Pony Pones sometimes.
Yep.
Probably since you're here and you hadn't really talked, what's been on your mind? What did you call for a particular reason tonight to talk about something, or was it something one of us said that had you call?
It's a lot of things. I don't know where to start, really. So I'll just go with what's on my head, in my head right now, and it's to do with Bill. Just quickly, Fernando Porsche designed the Porsche, which then turned into the Volkswagen, the Beetle, allegedly, if you just read up on it quickly. Basically, if you squish a Volkswagen, you kind of get a Porsche. So it's like they stretched the Porsche from the bottom and made a Volkswagen. Now, take that concept and take the DeLorean. Now, stretch the DeLorean up, you get a Tesla Cybertruck because they're both made of stainless steel. I'm just working on something with that, but we do have a lot in common with the BTTF conspiracy theory from back in the day. We need to go on that again one night, perhaps.
I know. I've taken so many notes on that, too. I forgot them all. I had so many cool ideas. I never remembered them again.
Yeah, I was just about to switch the topic again. So thanks, Ahmad, for asking what's in my head. I got asked what's in your head at one point, too, I guess. But maybe I'm a bit frightened.
Mine's got moths in there.
Mosquitoes. I'm under attack, by the way.
Just one thing. You've all heard about Baron Trump, that story, that book that was written 100-odd years ago.
Time travel.
You mean a future President Trump?
Yeah. And then you got the one from the 50s where it's a snake oil salesman who's like, you must build a wall or the comet will destroy you. What do you want, Trump? Go away, you know. So there's that one that was from the 50s. But have you heard of this one? The story, The Phantom of the Opera. The guy who wears masks. Have you heard about this one? There's a character in there called Don Juan Triumphant. Come on, man. It's like the guy wears a mask. Gerald Butler, who's going to be in this comet movie called Greenland, featured in the adaption movie in 2004 of that. Now, the character of Don Juan Triumphant is actually... Don Juan Triumphant.
Like
Spanish.
John.
It's like J-U's wa, Juan, Juan.
Yeah, but it's almost like a John, though, you know?
Don Juan.
Yeah. Now, in...
She made me nervous.
Yeah, pony.
Do it! Do it!
Pony's entrance song. Go ahead, pony.
I was waiting for a Vegemite sandwich, and then it would have been,
yeah.
Vegemite.
I don't even know where I was going, to be honest. Just chasing my tail again. Chasing my tail.
So you're saying Don Juan Trump, right, is in this new thing? What's now? We know.
The Phantom of the Opera, the guy who wears a mask, he's actually writing an opera, and he writes... that character, Don Juan Triumphant, into his story, but it's a big secret or something within that story as well. It's a story within a story. It's got the mask. Jared Butler played the masked man in 2004. Got Greenland coming up. Yeah. And I haven't got anything yet. I'm just saying, throwing it out there.
Well,
September 1st, an asteroid is coming very, very close. 0.3 LD. It is called ES4, September 1st, and I'll just decode now, could mean entering stage 4. Over.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
But add this, remember, Don Juan of Carlos Castaneda series, what was he able to do?
He was a dreamer.
He was a dreamer, and he was a time traveler.
Yeah. That's right.
Absolutely.
Don Juan DeMarco.
We're all time travelers. You didn't know that? But we're stuck in a one-way line.
I am a time lord, and I have many lines that go both directions.
I'm just a time lord.
In Thanos?
What about the time bandits, Pony? Time bandits, that movie. That's significant, by the way. It really is. There is
significant. That was a pretty good one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
There's another one. How about In Time?
Yeah.
What was that, Painter?
They use midgets in that movie.
Yeah.
Just in time.
The little people, please.
The little people for little SJ.
They're not much bigger than they are. So.
Well, they were such cool people.
No, but a little person is a midget. A midget is a little person. So it's all
SJ will get credibility in the little people community if he gets his crew to start using the correct nomenclature. Okay.
When they filmed that movie Over the Rainbow, they had
SJ is the giant.
We had trouble filming it because
I took them out. God, they were a delight to get out there, you know. Especially, we hooked up with some chicks, right? And they wanted to barbecue them, and I get going, yeah, sure. And I fired up the hibachi on the back deck,
Ate them? The giant eats the little people, of course.
Yeah, they were good.
Sick. We could formulate some sort of, because you know how they pay off, like Marvel movies, they'll put something early in a movie, then they'll pay it off
5 years down the road. They'll, oh, that's why that scene was that scene. It's like what they do with 9/11, how they inserted hijackers, they're Muslims, and so when that happened, we went, ah, that's why they told us about these Muslim hijackers in the past. So I'm thinking, you've got the Munchkins, you've got the Ewoks, and what are the guys in The Wizard of Oz? What are they? Maybe there's a whole...
The Lollipop Kids!
The Oompa Loompas!
The Oompa Loompas, right, the Oompa Loompas. Well,
remember what the Fabian Socialists want for the future. They want to develop a short, squat human worker that's dumb. That's what they're getting at. And they're probably, Illuminati, which made the deal with...
I figured it out. They're the ones who built the pyramids. We can't stand it.
Not giants.
I'll tell you, one of the things that they were talking about was back in the early 20s when they were doing cowboy flicks. And what it would be like to go out into the desert for 2 or 3 weeks at a time.
Well, I tell you what, I'm an hour and a half away from, not even an hour and a half, probably an hour away from what is known as, I believe, Alabama Hills.
Yeah.
It was an area in the desert where they filmed well over 100 movies.
At least, yeah. I recognize those hills when I see them now.
Yep.
And there's every different angle on those hills looks like a different location. I mean, they're really dramatically different, the faces.
If we're in 100 degrees right now, I'd probably go camp out over there. But, man, during the day, it's really bad right now. So
it's like desert? Is it like a sandy desert area or dry or more?
Orange rock, cactus.
Yeah.
And then you're at the base of Mount Whitney. So imagine the two different temperature levels at any given time.
And winds.
Yeah.
You know what sucks? This is sort of off topic, but the desert and Twilight reminds me of this. I tried to look for great Twilight images of the sky. You can't punch in Twilight anymore without getting nothing but the film Twilight.
Yeah. I know, it's bull crap.
Yeah.
So what you might want to try like Yandex for your search engine or something. And then like Twilight Sky or Twilight Atmosphere, do it that way in Yandex.
I'll ask you about that again when I rise back again.
Well, I'll tell you, Twilight is a magic time. You ever seen it on the ocean?
No, but you see this awesome moon that I predicted, and I always see every 4th of July. Every 4th of July, at least all the memorable ones, have the perfect moon. Beautiful. Mystery, mysterious, golden. You know what I mean? And last night, what was last night's? It's just a regular moon. Two nights ago, awesome moon.
It was.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, and that moon, it's inside what we know as the firmament. Furthermore, last year, I got to experience the harvest moon over the mountaintops of Grant Lake. And I will tell you, no video I could have taken would have captured the moment as it was. I was there with my dog in a tent and a campfire, and this moon was the brightest I've ever seen in my lifetime. It was massive because I'm already sitting at 8,000 feet, so it was probably coming over the top of an 11,000 foot.
Whoa.
Pretty intense. Trees and the whole lake, the coming off the lake, the glare off the lake. Pretty intense, man. Pretty intense.
What state? What state is that?
Nice.
Yeah, this is Mono County, California.
Yeah,
I love that area.
Mono Lake, where they got the tufa, man.
Yeah, Mono Lake. Yeah, they filmed some westerns over there too. Yeah,
that's crazy. With all the brine flies, and they go around you when you walk along the shore. And yeah. A really cool place up there, yeah.
I like how Mr. Rowe plays it off like, got a dossier on me and everything he knows about me is right in front of him right now. So, but yeah, anyways, over.
No detail left.
Automatic with the AI voice recognition. I don't pull anything up. It just pops up on my HUD.
Well, Rowe, I don't think the mechanic really understands who you are, all of you and your many other Mr. Rose and Row clones. He might not know that.
Well, he'll learn eventually.
He'll get it.
I think I saw three of them the last time.
We are everywhere.
You bet. And we know everything, but we've forgotten some of it because we're older.
I used to have a sticker when I used to go around. The sticker said, "We are everywhere."
You bet.
And I just...
I train squirrels nowadays, but, you know, back before I retired, we were deep.
I had a license plate that said God.
Thank God.
Yeah. I mean, it was a beat up, ugly car, too. And I was a security guard, and it was kind of a joke, but the G-O-D meant something else, too. And but I thought it would be, I was kind of not really antagonistic against Christians at the time, but so a little bit in my 20s. And so I thought it was funny because I made it, I had it G-G-O in the center, then D-D. That was my license plate. And and it was like God shaking. So I had the double G and the double D as a way to imply it's shaking, you know, like God.
Oh, yeah, from the old comics.
But it was an ugly, beat-up, banged-up, scratched-up car. So God was a beat-up, whatever the hell car that was, slant six.
Oh, the old Plymouth.
Yes. Yeah. Straight, you had the, well, go ahead, never mind, I'm talking too much. Pones.
I've got at least 20 good slant six stories and their owners. The last one came in. And her car had been stuck in the backyard, so I got it revved up over at her house. This is on Queen Charlotte Island. We get it back over to my shop, and she's a cartoonist. So I'm sitting there looking at her deck lid, you know, her ventilation area, you know, right off the windshield. And I'm going, well, do you want me to clean it out, or should we just fertilize it? So she drew that up as a cartoon. I've got it stashed somewhere in my keepsakes area. What a wonderful lady she was, though. She was one of the cartoonists for the weekly or daily rag on the island. Over.
Cool. Slant six, though, you can't kill him, and it's really true because before I ever really was willing to get down and dirty and change my own oil pan on that car after like a year or years or something, I used to drive like 1,000, I think it was 1,000 miles per week, most of it being on the weekend. And, but it was getting a little worse, you know, with the oil situation, like idiot light coming on a little more. Almost like kicking out, starting to ping, you know, no matter what. And eventually it started being a constant. I was like, that's it. I got to change it, you know. So I finally got in the yard, got everything up and changed it. And when I pulled the plug to let the oil out, exactly. And I mean to the top, to the line, exactly one cap full of oil came out.
Oh, baby. Plus, you got you. The way it was behaving, your timing was a little bit off as well.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
and that poor engine not only survived you, and there was a little bit more. There actually is a secret reserve built into that engine that you didn't get to. You couldn't get it unless you broke the vacuum on the oil intake. There's probably another cup and a half in oil intake in the oil pump galleys. Yep. So that's what that engine was. God, what a beautiful old engine.
Yeah.
What a gloriously great old engine there.
The steel, the walls were made, as you probably know it, in particular, SJ, were extra thick so it could not overheat, you know, enough. It just couldn't.
Very stable. Yeah.
But enough about my car story. But that's my story, and I'm sticking with it.
Well, that's a good one. That's a good slant six one. We can put that into the archives. You know,
pop quiz, mother lovers. What's this from? Howard, I got to lick my lips.
Go ahead.
Oh, I do know it.
My train whistle.
Oh, what is that? What is that? What is that? What is that? I know it. I know it.
Okay, Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Clint Eastwood. The guy who composed that has just passed away at 91.
Yeah, right. 91. 91's a death number. I keep telling everyone.
But that song, that's a classic stare down, let's duke it out song, man.
Yeah.
And I'll drop one more thing. We've got a case happening in Australia. Well, it's an old case, but it's been regurgitated, and they've been pumping it on TV for the last 5 weeks. And it's to do with a guy called Peter Falconio, and he went missing in Australia. And his girlfriend apparently escaped, and there was a huge thing, and they caught the guy, and it basically became the myth of the backpackers coming to Australia. Don't backpack around Australia, because you will die, if not from sharks and spiders, by outback people. Now, this case happened 1 month before 9/11. So it's come up again. It's come up again heavily in Australia. It's been 19 years, and I can't help but think something big's about to go down. But I think that every week, as do other people. So just funny that case has come back. The car they were driving around in was a Volkswagen too. I probably don't believe the story as much as one should. I think everything is still coded, but it's popped up again. On Sunday, they'll air this thing that they're trying to make it look like she had some involvement. I'll end it now.
Interesting. Pony, you always have a lot of great insight, and I wish I had time to do what you do, man. It's rocks from the sky and translations and everything.
It's all delusional, Bill. It doesn't mean anything. It's okay.
Yeah, you know, you never know, right?
You know, I wish you guys were here because I've got the original story about the designer of the Volkswagen. It was published early in, I think my version was printed in 1946 or something, shortly after World War II.
Well, the Volkswagen. Yeah,
the Volkswagen. Yeah. You know, I actually worked for Oliver Volkswagen in Berkeley, California. And the people there were really a trip. The head mechanic had a 25-year pin from Packard Motor Car Company.
Pretty impressive.
And yeah. I watched him put together a Volkswagen engine. He had, you know, racks of parts all nicely cleaned. And I watched him put together a complete, you know, to the every nut and bolt on it in an hour and a half.
Isn't it a tragedy? We learned the Volkswagen engine in high school.
Oh, it was so much fun. I worked on it for years and years and years. I must have done many hundreds of Volkswagens in my lifetime. I used to paint a lot of them, you know.
I just did. I tell you what, nothing related, just a little levity for you. Mm. I just changed the gear oil in 32 small motors. I'm sure you are, but for the listeners, gear oil is more of a cylinder based. It's a cylinder oil, it's steam oil, super dense, thick, heavy molasses. It takes 45 minutes to drain.
Leave out the most important part is that it smells.
You gotta wear a mask.
Yeah. Wrongly.
I'm forced to wear a mask. So
if you get one drop on you, you will smell like it until you get the clothes off.
Do they have a weight kind of, you know, do they call it a certain weight like regular oils and winter versus summer oil?
It would be about 70, somewhere between 40 and 70.
It's 65. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
It's a super cylinder oil, 65, Valvoline.
Excellent oil.
What do you guys think of Marvel Mystery Oil? That works.
I use it every day.
I
buy it by the case.
I had a particular mix. I had a formula. I had my oils then.
The secret formula.
Yeah, I had a three-mix thing, plus I used Slick 50 type Teflon type things.
Oh, yeah, good stuff.
And when I treated my engine, believe me, when I treated my engines, there was an immediate, noticeable, absolutely noticeable difference in every way, an improvement in my cars, and immediately in temperature, functioning, gas mileage, everything.
Yeah, I give up. I give out tune-ups every day on the air. Every time I'm on the air, I'm giving up tune-ups free of charge.
Yeah,
free of charge in most cases, honestly. But yeah, we're not get off track right now. But I'm living in the town of Twilight Zone meets Blue Lagoon meets Marshmallow Man walking down Manhattan. Okay, these people are in fantasy land. They're handing me a mask, thinking me. Let me tell you what. I went in today because I want to support a small business, right?
Right.
So they got signs everywhere. You know what I'm talking about. Must have a mask to enter. Well, those don't apply to me because, well, I live like a free man. I blow by. I'm inside now. And immediately, all eyes on me. I'm a Tupac song. Manager comes around. All smile. I could tell she's smiling behind the mask, doing the best she can to, like, not have me lose my shit. Everybody thinks I'm going to lose my shit. Folks, I'm not going to lose my shit. So she hands me a mask.
Shit.
She hands me a mask as if she's doing me a favor. You got to be kidding me. You're doing me a favor by handing me a mask? I'm doing you a favor by showing you you can live without it.
Well, we need a mask. We need a mask tossing, right? And we also need a mask tossing.
So, anyways, they serve me. They serve me outside, and the people are just stunned. It's sad. Tell me what they need to do. How do we get a mask tossing? I'm talking about the anti-mask league. Now I'm going to have all kinds of time. I'm getting stuff printed. It's happening. It's happening, folks. I got all kinds of time now.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hey, I got to promote that on my show. Remind me.
Anti-Mask League. Yeah. We got to start it, fellas. I'm telling you. Oh, you laugh. Oh, okay. I amuse you.
If you don't have a sense of humor, you better not get started.
Well, I was thinking, like, you know, when you do the skeet practice, the target practice, you throw the you know, I was thinking using masks there, right? And I was thinking for some people who want temporarily be able to get into a restaurant, which I would say don't go to that restaurant. You have one of those, the old kind and the kind that's on a stick and you just flash it in front of your eyes like at a mask party.
Right.
I'll tell you, it'll be a real sign that we're getting past this when we can actually laugh about it. And that's what I'm hoping for.
If you live, man. If you live.
The lunacy is there already, SJ.
Yeah, I know.
The lunacy exists. And I'm not inventing it or making it up. You think
that's
I'm not, full of it. I'm not happy with it.
Well,
but it's the town I live in right now, and it's a complete fucking joke.
Well, it's a million stories.
And less than 5 minutes to go.
Right on. Thank you, Painter.
Hey, real quick. Tones, I just wanted to say, Tones is like... means like a tone. I think Pones would like this. Like it's like tuning a frequency. It's like, and he's got a perfect voice, right? Tones has a perfect voice and he's about frequency as well. And it's like a tuning fork. And I just had that to say. And go ahead.
Awesome.
Thanks, Bill.
Awesome.
No problem.
Yeah. Bill, I'm a big fan. I just want you to know, as the days go by, I grow more and more fond of you, sir.
Are you a little person? I might not like you if you're a little person.
Am I a little person?
Yeah, I'm only kidding, man. I believe in hazing. I believe in knocking people's ego down sometimes, even though I need it.
Yeah.
I look, you got less than 2 minutes. Anybody that's got a show, go ahead and promote it.
Go.
Yeah, Dreamer, Bill Grant. Might be the last show next week, and then disappear for a while, then pop back up, and hopefully a week or two, three, whatever. 10 o'clock.
Yeah, hold on to your show, because I'm up next, and I'll be taking it from you if you're not watching out.
I know.
You were on before him, actually.
I'll be back. I'm going to rise.
You were on before him, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be back Saturday nights.
Billy on B.
Yeah, in the ditch, side show. Yeah. But thanks.
All I can say is good on you all.
Is Rose still here?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I got a show tomorrow at, 4 p.m. Eastern. And then I got on Studio A, and then I got a show on Thursday at 5, 6, 7, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, on Studio B.
Oh, you're rubbing it at your by studio.
He's kind of a big deal if you didn't figure that out by now.
It's a special league there. It's a special club. Only a couple.
But I said what I said, Tones, because I believe in throwing people off in a duality thing. You say something really good about me, I'm like, I'm going to make you hate me. You know?
That's just awesome. Just awesome.
Yeah, but what if he already hated you? What if he already hated you and then you can't go back?
That didn't do you much good when you were trying to get laid, did it?
Sometimes. Depends on the type of girl, you know? Daddy.
The reverse is that you end up loving him.
I gave him a chance, man. That's all I got to say. Gave him a chance. Never mind.
I know that was crude. Sorry.
I'm only kidding.
Thanks, Painter, for having us all on.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, it should be kicking in any time.
Ciao, ciao.
Noreen's with Wild of Hearts Roundtable's up next on A, and on B is Spaced Out Radio with Dave Scott. Never know where he's going to take you. Be kicking in any time. I ain't got the timing down perfect.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
We breathe the truth.
It is 20 hours. It is almost midnight on the East Coast. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, station identification.
There's a bunch of people in California going, thank God I ain't got to listen to this no more tonight.
We're out of here. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao.
There it is. Thank you for calling in. Y'all have a good evening. And remember, this is Revolution Radio.
Revolution.